The number of homeless students has grown dramatically the last few years. Currently, just over 900,000 students across the U.S. are defined as homeless. As the new school year begins, those students are preparing to cope with handling education without a home. KEDM's John Hughes reports.
A shelter for youth in Monroe, Louisiana is gearing up for what staff expects to be a busy year. A 17-year-old we'll call Chloe has been staying there for a few days. She offers few details about her previous situation at home or about her path to the shelter. She's concentrating on getting ready for her academic year.
Pretty much I plan on studying science or something like that, maybe math. That's what I plan on doing.
Homelessness for children is broadly defined. Legally, a child who does not have a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence is considered homeless. There was actually a slight drop of just under 20,000 in reported homeless students between 2009 and 2010, but a longer view points toward more students without permanent shelter, not fewer. John McLaughlin of the U.S. Department of Education explains.
If we look actually back to 2006-07 school year, where it was somewhat below 700,000, up to the 2008-09 school year, the increase was about 40%, and that those numbers seem to be holding steady for 2009-10, and we'll be getting the 2010-11 data from states at the end of this year.
Ellen Nimmers directs the shelter where Chloe is staying. She says the face of homelessness for young people is changing.
These days, you know, instead of going directly to a shelter, kids are more likely to go to their friends, and they might spend a couple of nights with this friend, a couple of nights with that friend, until their parents say, okay, you've been here long enough, you can't stay here anymore.
Chloe says she was staying with a friend before arriving at the shelter, and there are many more like her in the area. Nydia Walker-Sims is Monroe City School's homeless liaison officer, a position federal law says every school district in the country must fill. She says that the number of homeless students has increased each of the past three school years.
2008-2009, we had 90 identified families. From 2009 to 2010, it went to 108. From 2010, to last year, it went to 153.
Why the big jump? The director for the National Association for the Education of Homeless Children and Youth, Barbara Duffield, has some ideas.
First and foremost is the economy, the economic recession. We did a survey of school districts a few years ago, and job loss and the recession topped the list for the reasons why school districts perceived that they had more homeless students. Another issue is foreclosure and housing crisis.
Duffield says the pressures associated with lacking a permanent home can be detrimental to students' educational prospects. But shelter director Ellen Nimmer says that the students who stay at her facility are resilient and that the shelter tries to blunt the negative impact as much as it can.
We have the tutor, and when they come here, they know that we're encouraging them. They know that we're going to check up on them to see if they're attending school like they're supposed to, try to keep that truancy rate down. So their academic performance always improves. I'm very proud to say that.
Chloe says the transition has been tough, but she hopes to make the most of it. She plans to finish grade 12 this year and then head straight to college.
Well, I want to go for psychology to, like, help other people and stuff like that. Since I'm getting help myself, it's pretty much what I want to do.
Despite Chloe's unstable living conditions and the tough road ahead, she does have options. In 2010, at least 50,000 homeless students applied for federal grants and loans to pay for college, and the National Association for the Education of Homeless Children and Youth awards 15 scholarships of $2,000 each for homeless university students. For the Southern Education Desk at KEDM in Monroe, I'm John Hughes.